I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your Soundcheck, another update in the Red River tragedy from March 13th. CBS DFW is reporting that one of two Fort Worth victims of last week's deadly South by Southwest crash is back home in North Texas. 17-year-old Kurtisha Davis suffered a broken leg and received between 50 and 60 stitches after a driver plowed through barricades on Red River and mowed down attendees, killing three and injuring 22. Davis is now back at home in Fort Worth, walking with the help of her family. However, her boyfriend, DeAndre Tatum, suffered more serious injuries. He remains in a medically induced coma here in Austin. The suspected driver, 21-year-old Rashad Owens, is charged with capital murder and remains jailed on a $3 million bond. South by Southwest has announced the 2014 Grokey Prize winners. The awards were developed in honor of South by creative director Brett Grokey, who passed away in 2012. His love of music and the spirit of the festival has been honored in three prize categories. The winner for Developing U.S. Act went to Future Islands, the Developing Non-U.S. Act Award, The Stripes from Ireland, and the winner of the Grokey Prize for Career Act, Damon Albarn. Are you ready to rock? Well, fresh off the heels of entering the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Kiss is headed out on tour, sharing the bill with Def Leppard. The two bands stop through Texas in Austin and Dallas on July 12th and 13th, respectively. And then they wrap up the tour August 31st in the Woodlands. With the Austin Music Experience, I'm Tyler Pratt.